Charles, fantastic days. And tell us a little bit about this wondrous spread. You've got plenty of lollies there, but Aquip, how does that work for the university? Lots of kids coming and checking it out?
Yeah, certainly, especially on the first day of Aquips. You get a lot of school students coming through the gates, so it's a wonderful opportunity for us to put our brand out there and really publicise UNE, not just UNE, but Albies as a college out to the public. So, yeah, Tuesday's generally a lot of students that come through, and then Wednesday and Thursday we get a lot of parent interest for students that come through here.
And you've got to put up with it while they're at Rob College, but, you know, that's all part of the burden of being in St Albies, and must have been very sweet to see them off in a close one in the grand final there for the Sawyer Shield.
It's always good to get a win over Rob. Obviously, I was at Albies 10 years ago, so it was always good to get on top of them. So the boys did it tough, and certainly wasn't an easy game. Rob certainly came out firing, so it was good to get another one up on them and get the win. And the boys are certainly stoked. It's been a wonderful season there for Albies to have all three grades in the grand final. Unfortunately, third grade went down, but second grade certainly played a great brand of rugby and certainly ran away with that comfortably over Armidale. And yes, and to get the first grade up was a sweetener on top.
Great thing also is you've got Elise Fordyce, who's going to be part of the New South Wales Country Eagles in the women's in the Kerry Jikorowski Cup, hopefully. And women's have just brought something special to the competition the last 2 years, haven't they?
Well, certainly put a whole new dynamic on the competition. It's fantastic to see. And our girls are starting to get there, I guess. And certainly we've got a lot of work to do to get up there with Rob and the Barbars and the Blues. So, but they had a good year. They worked tirelessly, and Craig Norrie did a great job with those girls throughout this season, you know, getting them game prepared. But we've still got to do a bit more work on that. And Ellie, she's a wonderful girl and a great athlete, and certainly thoroughly deserves a spot on that team. And we're very proud to have her there. And she does a lot for the club, and she's certainly a great ambassador for women's rugby.
Tell us a little bit about what we want to see out of the game. Of course, we've got the magnificence that is the Elders New South Wales Country Eagles coming to town there on the 23rd, 1 o'clock kickoff there against what is Canberra Viking, and that's out at the UNE. And been having some big events out there, of course, CHS champs earlier this year, also last year you had the country championships as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's a wonderful facility there. It's for UNE Bellevue Oval. It's a great place to play rugby, and the dressing sheds and the change rooms and things certainly changed from the days when I was here, and you'd get changed under the pine trees. So it's certainly a wonderful facility, and that game we're really thoroughly looking forward to. A fantastic atmosphere out there on that day.
You've done a little bit of coaching yourself. Tell us a little bit about your experiences, and you're the bloke that the first and second grade coach take bite out of on Thursday night at about 8:30 to get all your players, don't they?
Yeah, certainly it's a challenge. I mean, third grade's been a wonderful opportunity this year to coach third grade there at Albies. It's been good fun. To run around with the boys, and was at Albies 10 years ago, so it's a passion to me. But it was certainly, you know, great experience. Unfortunately, went down to you know, very spirited and well drilled Armidale team on the day. They were just far better than us, and you know, certainly deserve the win. But they'll bounce back next year. But it's been a great experience coaching this year.
Of course, finally, what do you do in the magnificence that is Armidale? Of course, you're part of the Albies scene, but tell us what you do out there as far as a working conveyance.
Yes, I'm the deputy at Albies, which is a fantastic job and a great opportunity. I work closely with the students in terms of leadership and welfare, and just working with them closely in terms of providing the right avenues and paths, you know, during their time here, making sure their student experience is something they thrive to enjoy, and creating that community environment that Albies is renowned for, and providing them with the best opportunities that I was given, and giving a little bit back, I guess. So it's a wonderful opportunity to do that. Other than that, so deputy head there, and then, play, still playing a bit of rugby, which is good fun.